Yeah.
David Eisenberg.
I'm going to tell you the subject in a minute. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry? 10:15. Is it shorter now?
Yeah.
There is 15. Oh. 10:15, they got married. Okay. By the time I finish the introduction, I say, okay, Shkoyach, thank you for coming. You know, you're not married now. Okay. It's always schmack to come back here to look into something in the halacha. I remember hearing from somebody, I remember listening to a shir from somebody, and he mentioned something over there, and it made me want to look into it, and I looked into this whole shayla. The shayla was as follows. The guy said, this is a Rav Fischel Schechter, who's coming, Mr. Shem, next week to speak for the Jewish Day dinner. If you haven't bought your tickets yet, I'm not the person to speak to. So, he said he went to a, he said he always has a problem with umbrellas. He always has a problem with umbrellas. He goes to shul and he leaves an umbrella. He goes to shul, he leaves an umbrella. Finally, one time he came home and he says to his wife, he says, you see, today I didn't forget my umbrella. Here's the umbrella. She says, no, but today you didn't take one. There are certain people that get it wrong no matter what they do. They take, they don't take, you're putting on. And he was talking over there in shul about his galoshes, or the rubber bits that you put on top of your shoes, and they don't do that so much over here in England. In America they do that, I guess, because you got a lot more snow over there, and then people take, you have these rubbers, and they go over your shoes, and you take them off in the back of the shul. You don't want to walk, you walk through the shul in these things, you make a whole trail to your place with all the snow and the slush, so you take them off, and then you come back, and you're trying to find, go figure, and go find yours. So he was talking about, he mentioned Aruch HaShulchan, and the question then came up, which has happened to many people, some in more embarrassing situations than others. So I'll give you the less embarrassing situation and the more embarrassing situation. The less embarrassing situation is, you're at a shul, and it's chucking it down, and you look around and you cannot find your coat. You come to a simcha, you're the last one there now at the simcha, and your wife's already waiting for you. This is already a yikam, it's just that your wife's waiting for you and you're not waiting for her. And where are you? I don't have my coat. Let me go. And you see, Yankel left his coat. Yankel's not here anymore. So you know, or you're assuming now, Yankel has taken your coat. And he's left your coat behind. His coat behind. Now, if it's sunny out, you say, you know what, Yankel, bring back the coat, I'll speak to Yankel later. But it's pouring, and you've come from Prestwich to Broughton Park for a simcha, and so you have now a 15-minute walk in the pouring rain, and by the time you get back, you can say goodbye to your suit. And you don't want to say goodbye to your suit. On the other hand, you have somebody else's coat here. Do you have a right to go ahead and take somebody else's coat because it's raining or not? Okay? The more embarrassing situation would be if you come out of the mikveh and you find your trousers aren't there. Or you come out of the mikveh and you find your towel isn't there. Okay, and you look around, and there's another towel there. So you say to yourself, no, I'll use somebody else's towel. So if you're here in MH and you take towels from the, if you're taking towels from the mikveh anyway, it's not a big deal. So you take another towel from the mikveh. Someone took your towel, you take their towel. It all belongs to Machzik Hadas anyway. So whichever towel you use, you pay for one towel, so you're using a different towel from the mikveh. But if somebody's taking your towel and you've come out of the mikveh and it's Arab Shabbos and your wife's waiting for you, drip dry is not an option at the moment. And everybody else doesn't seem that keen on lending you their towel. And you're standing there, and there's one towel there, and it looks like that's the guy who took your towel and left his towel behind. So you're allowed to go ahead, and you're allowed to take somebody else's towel, you're allowed to take somebody else's rubbers that we're speaking about for the shoes, or you're allowed to take somebody else's coat. You say to yourself, I know the guy's left it there, I'm going to take it. Or, maybe not. Now, I must tell you, there are some people, I don't know who it is, maybe somebody can show themselves afterwards, or somebody can tell me whose telephone number it is. But I get a text message 2 days ago that says as follows, of course you can't, you don't know it's theirs. End of. You know, somebody can give a share, somebody else can just send a text message and go, psh, yo, cultive, bye-bye. So, that was their answer. However, you know, I'd like to tell you that it's not so partial their answer. It's not straightforward. Let's go through it bit by bit. And if we only have 15 minutes, chances are that there'll have to be a part two to this because we're not going to end up finishing everything. Okay, so there are two things over here. Number one is a Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Samach in Hilchas Aveda. Please do not ask me any shaylas on Chosh Mishpat. I do not know Chosh Mishpat. What I've looked into, I looked into. And whatever else you're going to ask me, I'm not going to know the answer to it. So that's I'll say that as an introduction. It says as follows, Siman Reish Samach Siftes. Kol HaMoitze Aveda. Somebody who finds an Aveda. Bein she yesh bo simen, if it has a simen. Bein she ain bo simen, if it doesn't have a simen. Im motzo derech hanocha. If he found it in a place where you can tell that somebody's put it there on purpose. Also ligabo, you're not allowed to touch it. Shema be'olea hinichu osham. Achi achzirula. Maybe the owner left it there until he comes back. If you're going to take it, you're going to take it if it has no simon. The guy's going to come back, he's going to look, he's going to say, where's my coat? Oh, I forgot to write my name in my coat. Where's my coat? Can't find my coat. Okay, we've lost the coat. Goodbye to the coat. So you're causing somebody a loss. How could you cause somebody a loss by taking a coat that doesn't have a simon when it looks like somebody's put it down? It doesn't look like. So if you're walking down Barry New Road and you find a coat on the floor, so you can tell, somebody's obviously dropped this coat. Nobody leaves the coat on the floor in the middle of Barry New Road. But if you walk into a simcha, and somebody has hung his coat nicely on a hanger, so yes, maybe he might have taken your coat, but he's forgotten his coat, derech hinuach. He's put it down nicely. If you're going to move it away from that place in Machzik Yadas or in Jewish high school, wherever you are, whether it's a simcha or whether it's a shul, you're going to take that coat and move it. He's going to come back. He's going to remember, I remember I put my coat in Jewish high. I put it on the entrance, not this entrance, that entrance. And you go in and you see it, and that's where I put my coat. And you come in, no coat. What's he going to say to himself?
Gone.
Goodbye coat. He's not going to say, you know what happened. Maybe I took somebody else's coat, and he took my coat, and there's a whole switcheroo over here. He's going to say kol tuv. Specifically because his coat doesn't have a simon. So you're going to take the coat, pardon?
You said the uncle's name on it.
Pardon? If the name is, so it depends. So you're right. I'm reading out Shulchan Aruch. If the name is on it, so we'll see there's even more than that. So, and if the name is on it, v'imoy yadov ha-shiyesh by simon, ha-reizi hi trichon livda v'acharev v'lasa simoneo. So then you're going to have to, here the simonim is easy, because it says Yankel, Klein, whatever it says on it, so you know exactly whose it is. You're not matriarch the guy to say, can you give me a simon? What do you mean a simon? I know exactly, it says a name inside, it says a name, it says address, it says telephone number. Yankel Klein shows up, you should go, this is his coat. He doesn't have to give you simon, we should give you the coat straightforward. If you have something that has a simon, but it's not a very straightforward simon, the guy's going to have to try to figure out, okay, which simon can I give him that I'll be able to prove that it's mine? So then, therefore, you shouldn't, but the halacha is, if you find something that's lying somewhere and it's been put there on purpose, you're not allowed to take it. Because whether it has a simon or whether it does not have a simon, you can see that it's been purposely put in a certain place, and the purpose of putting it in that place means that if you take it, you're going to make the guy in the sugar trying to figure out where his item went. He didn't lose an item. If he lost an item, like we said, you're walking down Barry New Road, you're doing someone a favor, you're picking up this coat. He might have lost it. But if you have a coat that's been placed nicely in a specific place, what right you have to move it? So it says Shulchan Aruch, no right to move it. Okay? That's one Shulchan Aruch. The next Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Lamed Vav, Seif Beis. Also in Choshen Mishpat.
And what about if it's there for 2 or 3 weeks?
Okay, so we'll get to that. We're not there yet. Okay? That's a good question. The question man asks, that's all if it's the end of the Kiddush. So it's the end of the Kiddush, and it's chucking it down, and the guy might have taken your coat, and he doesn't realize. But 2 or 3 weeks later, you're coming, and the coat is still there. Obviously, the guy's not chapped. Yeah, so we'll have to see if there's a name, if there's no name, it'll depend. Okay, but that's it's a very, very important question, because that will change the question entirely. Because, pardon?
It's not your question.
No, it's not my question. What?
It's not the topic. Because he's not. I don't hear him.
No. It becomes part of the topic. So on that day, I can take it. But I don't know who took it, and I found another coat, and we have Mamish the identical coat. And he's taking my coat. 3 weeks later, can I take his coat and say, okay, shalom kol tuv?
I don't know if it's been there for 3 weeks.
I know it's been there for 3 weeks because every day I've been coming to look for my coat and I haven't found it.
Every day, huh?
Or once a week I've been coming to look for my coat and I haven't found it. You know, you've left a coat somewhere, you go back, you left a coat wherever it might be, in a Jewish high school. So you went once for this chasna, it wasn't there. You went to a week later, you had another chasna, you look, you've been a few times, it's not there, and that coat that's been left there has been left there and it's still there. So now 3 weeks later, you said to yourself, my goodness, the guy 3 weeks, he's not come taking his coat, he's not brought my coat back, let me at least take his coat, I've lost a coat. Yeah? Do we say he's not been for 3 weeks and therefore you're allowed to take it? Or do we say, listen, you know, you've not asked the guy permission, it's not your coat. The fact that he's taking your coat is tough luck. It's a shame that he's taking your coat and it's a pain that he's taking your coat, but that doesn't give you the right to take somebody else's coat. But that's another, that's part of the question. That's part of the question. Here the question is, Bichlal is the Yush. But the question goes deeper because the guy took your coat. He might not have realized, so he's not miyayish from the coat. He thinks he's walking around with his coat. Yeah? Pardon? Yeah, that makes a problem, especially if it's Shabbos. He's like, I don't remember. You know, it happens to me quite often. Everybody nowadays has the same great previa. And when you're just busy coming out of school and you're looking at your phone, I open up the door and I sit down. I'm like, the seat doesn't feel right. And I realize I'm somebody else's car, you know? Because I leave my car unlocked, they leave their car unlocked. You're just going back out. It happens. So that you realize right away. You sit down somebody else's car. It's not going to move anywhere with your keys. Yeah, hopefully. But like this with a coat. Loved after the guy realizes. Sometimes people just don't realize. So now 2-3 weeks later, the question becomes, the fact that it's been there for 3 weeks does not mean for sure the guy's been miyash. I'm sorry, I can't hear two people at once. We'll do one at a time. Sorry.
The very fact that it's still there.
Yes.
Right? And so he took mine.
Yes.
And the one which is there, it belonged to him. So at the end of the day, that fellow's got two.
No, so there was he doesn't know. He's got his over here. He's got his in the cloakroom.
At the end of the day, I'm not getting nothing anymore.
No, so you have to, it's not so bullshit because you cannot take an item just because it's unfair. You know? If I walk over here, it's unfair that you have a nicer car than me. You know?
He would be masking.
Yeah, you don't know. That's the question. That's the whole discussion. Can you assume that if the guy found out he knows already and he was masking for you to switch, or maybe you can't assume that. Maybe the guy hasn't realized yet. And if the guy hasn't realized yet, then it's not yours to take. Let me just mention the Shulchan Aruch, and we're going to have to stop before we even get to the answer. And who is it? Simcha. We're just going to have to work on a different date. Okay. Halacha Simen Kuf Lamed Vav Siv Beis says as follows: Nischalvu Leikela Veveis Avol Veveis Amishta. This can happen. You swapped your things, either the house of an Avol or the house of a Chasna Hall. Loi Yishtamish Bohem. Now it's the other way around. You put on a coat, you realize you get home, you're like, that thing doesn't fit me right. I remember when I was a child, I was about 10 years old, and I went to Bar Mitzvah in a certain shul in Vienna, and everybody used to throw the coats down, and it was a bad idea. My mother gave me a brand new coat that I'd never worn before for that to wear. It was the beginning of the winter, and I wore it, and I lost it. And it was hopeless, because I didn't, you know, you tried to put on the coat, and you didn't know what the coat looked like. And when you're 10 years old, all the coats, go figure. So I found finally a coat that felt heavy, and the other coat also felt heavy, and I went home in it. And my mother then, when we came home, she found out, she looked at the coat, she goes, why are you wearing a cashmere coat that's too big on you? It turns out I took somebody else's coat that felt like, you know, I didn't know it was the right coat or the wrong coat. Somebody else was running around like a meshugna. He'd lost his cashmere coat in shul. You know, he was a Baruch Hashem, my father brought it back the next day. But the etzem, the halacha is, if you brought it home and you realize it's not yours and you don't have a simon in it, halacha says, also nishtamish bo. You can't say, well, the other guy's taking my coat, so I'm taking this coat. Lo yishtamish bo, you're not allowed to use it. And then he says, and let's say the guy comes, he says, you took my coat. He says, yeah, but I'm left without a coat now. Tough. It's his coat, you got to give it back. It's his fault that you lost the coat, that you took the wrong coat. You lost your coat, you lost your coat. He's asking for his coat back, you're holding his coat, you have to give it back. There's no such halacha, because I lost this, I can keep yours. The chayim koyves is goyah. Also, the other case which we'll discuss next time is you have a goyah shel laundry hamechabes is l'ramin mevi alecha shein shaloi. You end up with somebody else's clothes. Yeah, I had it once. We had a laundromat in yeshiva, and you gave it to the laundry, and you got back a bag, and we opened up, and there was women's clothes inside in our bochum dira. And we realized right away, okay, we didn't send this in. You know, there's a limit, you know? So we put it back in the bag, and we brought it back to the laundromat. But they make mistakes. They did your laundry, somebody else's laundry. You pull out stuff. Go figure, whose is whose? So the halacha is, if you have somebody else's clothes, you're not allowed to use them. Can't say, he's got mine, I have his, I'm allowed to swap. You're not allowed to use them. And if he asks for them back, you have to give them back. And you lose, or you lose. So in Cain, it would seem that you're not allowed to. However, there are certain aterim, and the mitzvah shall not be for the next year.